And so it is, dear Chambra, that we gather together for Shao 2 of the Clarity series. We gather together all of the energies of Chambra all over the world and on our side of the veil. We gather together the energies of our guests and of the observers on this day, for many, many do observe. Yes, as someone mentioned earlier, this is more than just a small mountain cabin where you gather. It is a grand hall. It has multiple tiers and layers and decks in it. And it is not the humans who sit around in these other levels, but it is the angels. It is the invited guests. It is the ones who wait for months and months at a time to come in and be with you from the other realms. Through your energy, the energy of the Crimson Council, we provide the passageway for them to come in for this brief but enlightening experience of sitting with all of you. All of you includes those who are listening in today, watching over your internet. You are as much here as the ones who are sitting in the chairs. Your energy is much of a part of this group energy, even if you are not here in person, because consciousness is not a physical thing. It is something that exists in the expanded realms, and your consciousness can be anywhere. Never let it be a slave to your body. Never let it be held back by the overlays and the limitations of the human reality in the third dimension. Consciousness can go anywhere. Today, we join it together in this beautiful, beautiful gathering. As some of you know, as the toning and the breathing and the music was being played, oh, what a wonderful way to let us flow into your reality. And some of you know, and you think perhaps your mind was playing tricks on you, or you were just imagining something. Well, indeed, you were imagining, but yes, I indeed was posing for you. I was setting my energy patterns all around Kaldra and Linda, posing energetically for you to watch the play of colors and forms and energy movements. And some of you didn't see it with your eyes. You felt it within your being. But then you shut it down. You said, that could not be me. That has to be some crazy part. Dear Chambra, open up and accept what is real and what is clear. I indeed was allowing my energy to come in very artistic, quite fashionable ways to today. To play, to get you to open up a bit. And for some of you who were open enough to acknowledge that I would talk to you, indeed I was chatting away with you, much to Caldra's consternation, but I was chatting with you as we were preparing and getting ready. I can do that, and you can too. I can come in and have a conversation, and some of you felt a bit of it coming through and then said, but why would Tobias want to talk to me and me alone? He's preparing for this grand shoud. I want to talk to you and you alone because I love you dearly. I know you well. We are all family. You are as worthy and as honored as anyone else here today. And that's why I came and whispered in your ear. Things are changing, Chambra. Rapidly. Rapidly. And that is a delight. Difficult at times, but it is a delight. After we had our last shout together, things changed once again on Earth. You could feel the energies all around you. And we want to take a moment here before we launch into the heart of our matter. We want to take a moment here and together with this beautiful Chambra group energy, soften things a bit for you. You can do that, you know. You don't always have to carry around the hard stone, the one with the jagged edges, the stone that cuts your hand and that is difficult. the stone that weighs 100 pounds and that is a burden. Sometimes the stone can be smooth. It can fit into your palm. It can feel gentle and reassuring. It can be round without the hard edges. We could do that right now together. It is about breathing and imagining. Let go of that big hard stone that you've been carrying around. Oh, life, yes, can be hard, and it can be very harsh at times. Very, very harsh. You exist in a harsh dimension. Everything is so real, so tangible, has such an effect. Everything has such an effect. You know, on the other dimensions, energy doesn't have the direct effect like it does on Earth. Take that 100-pound rock you've been carrying around with you and hit your head against it. It hurts. You can feel it. You can't do that on the other dimensions. That is one of the great joys of living on Earth. Yes, hitting your head with a stone if you choose. Sometimes there are those on our side we'd like to, but we don't. But let us smooth out that stone. Let us make it more palatable. Let us make it easier to carry. Let us make it a reminder rather than a burden. Let us make it a source of comfort. Let us remind us how over many, many lifetimes you've smoothed out the rough edges. Many experiences have taken off the hardness, the roughness of the rock, created it round, created it smooth, much like the waters of a river will smooth out a stone. You can do that in your life. You say, well, what school do I need to go to find out how to do this? Going through the school of hard rocks. And now even Calder thought that was funny. He is trying to refrain from laughing, but he finds me quite amusing today. Simply imagine that smooth rock, the beautiful stone, created as any stone you want. Keep it as a reminder of how you have taken off the hardness. Let us add to this beautiful stone, as real as a real stone. You say, but it is just imagination. Think again. It is very real. Now to this beautiful stone, let us add some beautiful color. It can be any color you want. Stones don't have to be gray. They don't have to be black. It can be any color that your stone can be infused with a soft purple energy on this day. It can carry a soft pink. It can carry a radiant blue, or all of them. It can be a rainbow stone that you bring in. Bring those energies into your stone, into this beautiful, smooth stone. Take off the hardness. Sometimes colors, even in your reality, can be harsh. Even a gray can be very harsh on your physical reality. So bring in any colors you choose. Infuse it into this beautiful stone of yours as a reminder that life can be smooth and easy, whatever you choose it to be. Now bring in some soft, beautiful, and soothing music into this stone. Yes, music can exist in a stone. Why not? Who said that it can't? Every stone, every rock in your physical reality carries the song of Gaia in it. You just haven't listened. So you can infuse your stone with any music you choose, such that when you hold it in your hand or you hold it up to your heart, you can hear that music. And it sings a very special song for you because you put it there. And this beautiful, smooth stone can hold a beautiful energy for you. Anytime that you are feeling the roughness and harshness of physical human reality, Just breathe in the energy of the stone. And it can smooth things out because it will remind you how all of your experiences have given you wisdom, smoothed out the rough edges, taken away the sharpness. And the stone can also hold clarity, beautiful clarity. Clarity is seeing beyond what is obvious. Generally, people take a stone for the stone. They think it is very literal, just a piece of rock, and a lot of it on earth. But it can carry so much more. Your stone, in its clarity, can have music, can have color, can have graceful dancing energies. Take this imaginary stone out of the other imaginary realms. Bring it into your reality. In a potential bubble, breathe it in to your life and watch how it manifests, perhaps as a literal stone, perhaps as many other things in your life. It is that simple and that clear. So many of you have gotten wrapped up in the very rough energies lately, and it is no wonder. It is no wonder, for they have been difficult. We're going to talk about that a bit today. We're going to do some interesting things today with you. We're going to get a couple hundred million people mad at us today. But it is also helping to release things which are no longer needed. So, let's start by introducing our first guest. We ask you to feel the energies, to breathe it in, get out of your mind, only feel. This is not a guessing game. If you wanted to be psychic, you should be in a circus, not here with Shambra. We are a group and a family of feelers. Guessing is only throwing darts at potentials and seeing which one hits, and once in a while you get it right. Most of the time, you won't. Instead, let us feel the energy that flows in on this day to be with us. Breathe in and feel its life force energy of our guest. Actually, there are two guests. One we will introduce now. The other we will introduce when hundreds of millions get mad at us. Breathe in the energy of our first guest and feel. Oh, it is an interesting guest to be sure. It is very appropriate that it is here today. It is as tangible as the stone in your hand that you created and the stone in the physical earth underneath your feet. The energy of our guest today is the new entity that is being created called Shambra. Shambra. You know, we have used that word for many years now. You have felt the resonance with that word. It helped to trigger something within you, a remembrance of who you are and why you are here on earth right now. This energy has actually grown and transformed and had its own process of birthing, its own type of incubation, and finally a birth. And it is real. It is not just a word anymore. It has become an entity. An entity without a soul, of course, because it is a collective of all of you. But with this mass infusion of energy in this past month or so of time, it also allowed the true birthing of Shambra, going beyond just a word. Something that you talk to each other about and how you refer to each other. It has now been birthed into full consciousness. In other words, it has taken its unique place in the consciousness of humanity. It is like an entity. There is a Shambra being that has now been created. You are part of it. Your energy is in it, just as it is in the Shaud right now. Shambra has become real, has become a true entity unto itself. So we ask you to to breathe that in and to feel what it means. An entity that you can call upon, for it contains a support. It contains an energy that comes in to assist you, much as I, Tobias, would come in to assist. Much as Hosaf came in last month to assist. Much as the energies of Metatron come in. Shambra can now come in to be with you, to work with you. What Shambra means, in a sense, in its literal interpretations, is family of home. Shambra, family of the rock, you see. The rock, the stone that you can smooth, that has been smoothed by all of your lifetimes in Atlantis, in the times of Yeshua, and in the times of the new energy. Family of the stone, family of home. It contains the essence energy of divine birthing, the divine unfolding in this reality. Shambhara, our family, made real, made into an entity by the very work that you have been doing. Shambhara, this energy that now reaches out to touch all other humans, to wait patiently for them to call upon it and upon you for what you have to offer, what you have to teach, what you have to share. In this last month, Shambhara, you have birthed Shambhara, taking it out of the far and distant etheric realms, birthing it, bringing it into earth now. So you can use it as a tool. You can use our guest, yourself, in ways that were not possible in our last shoud or any of the previous shouds. You can use this energy now for your own good and for that of humans who are ready, willing, and able. This energy of Shambhara, the entity, continues to evolve and change. It doesn't remain static, and neither do you. It continues to have its own dynamic type of spiral or evolution. It has, as you have, the desire to express. Since it is God energy, just as you are God energy, it has a desire to expand, express, discover, and create. The Shambhara energy doesn't want to be put in a box, and neither do you. It doesn't want to be limited by fear, and neither do you. Shambhara energy doesn't want to be told that it can't, because all it knows is can. The Shambhara energy doesn't want to be told why it is limited, because it is here in the human dimensions now. All it knows that it is one dimension and only one dimension that it operates within. It operates here on the third dimension. It operates in the fourth. It operates on every different dimension. And so do you. So do you. The Shambhara entity doesn't want to be told that it can't bring in the energies that it chooses and desires. It wants to have, like the playfulness of a child, it wants to have the ability to play with them all. And so do you, for you have helped create Shambhara and this new entity. The Shambhara entity doesn't want to be held back because of its past experiences, because of other things that it's felt from a long time ago. It wants to express itself in the now moment without worrying about what happened yesterday. And so do you. The Shambhara energy doesn't want to be held back because of a story. Doesn't want to be held back because of fears. doesn't want to make choices based on limitations, want to make choices based on the fullest expression of its being. And this is you. See yourself in Chambra. Let Chambra see itself in you. Take a deep breath and allow the guest of Chambra to be fully with you today. For now, it means more than a word. It means more than a trek that our family has been on. It means you in the now and your full creatorship. So, dear Chambra, dear guest, let us talk for a few minutes about the dark energies that came in, massive amounts of energy infusing themselves into the earth realms and into this dimension over the past 5 weeks of time. It was felt by you before they ever got here. You could feel this like a freight train rolling right into your reality. It threw some of you off even before it got here. Threw you off in the mind in particular and sometimes in the body. And then it entered. Then it came through the portal. And with this massive amount of energy came also the energy of Metatron, your voice and spirit. And it came to Earth at the most appropriate time. And it came in honored by all of the angels, knowing that it was needed, knowing that change was being called for, knowing that it was time for clarity and clearing on Earth. This energy came in, and it came in its raw form. It came in and found its way to the most, accepting type of carriers and vehicles, the most sensitive areas. And of course, it found its way into the waters, into the air in particular. And the waters and the air swirled together, intensifying and manifesting the dark energies. Energies brought in by fear, Chambra, not your fear, but the fear of humanity, the fear of making the change. The dark energies began their dance. You saw what happened in this past week or so of time. You saw how the energy started out in the air and the water and moved towards the land, a natural gravitation. For even Gaia called out and said, I too am ready for a change. Come to me, be with me, and all of those who I hold in this land. The dark energies manifested in the air and the water, and they moved through a corridor. Before hitting land, they moved through a corridor, an area that is known for its old energy. Literal old energy, drilling platforms, oil, petroleum. And they danced upon the old energy, calling in the new times, the new energy, heralding the change. They danced all over old energy and caused quite a bit of chaos in the old systems. Then they came to land. And they cleared out buildings, and they cleared out much of the energy, old energy being held by Gaia. If anything here, as it came across land, it helped Gaia to release old energies. And there was devastation in human terms, buildings and houses that were demolished, humans that were forced from their homes, and many humans who gave of their life at this time. It was about old energy, clearing old energy, energies that were stale, energies that were very stagnant, that needed some outside force coming in, literally answering their call for help. Now, it might seem that this is a rather interesting way of doing it, but it answered their cry for help. Dear God, help get us out of this hole and this pit that we're in. Help get us out of the darkness and the despair that we're in. And it did. The energies of spirit can be quite literal. It moved across areas that were old, areas that were stuck, areas that were ignored by other parts of this country and even the world. As it moved across, it cleared. It also forced a tremendous amount of attention on these areas. And it gave humans a glimpse of how other humans are interacting. Gave humans around the world a glimpse at human consciousness, at themselves, at the reaction. Humans stranded in these places that were affected with no supposed help coming from the outside. Part of the reason that it gave these people, who were also representing humans at the time, gave these people time to have to think and to feel, to not be rescued. Their lives, many of their lives, had been dependent on always being rescued, and now there came a period where they had to take care of themselves. They weren't just doing it for them. They were doing it for all of humanity, and therefore should be honored. The hurricane cleared much, and the clearing will continue to go on for some time. The rebuilding will be interesting. From our side, we are wondering, how will it be rebuilt? Will they try to duplicate what was there before? Or will consciousness will have shifted enough to say that we need to rebuild in a new way, in a different way, in a new energy way that empowers everyone. Empowers everyone. In the aftermath of the hurricane, you're going to see other old energy systems turned inside out and evaluated. Energy systems like your financial structure. Indeed, prices are going to go sky high on gasoline, on your home materials, on food, on everything. Oh yes, look. We're going to find prices going high, inflation possibly hitting everything. Everything changing, not just in the land of America, but all over the world. It will have an impact. The wave isn't just the physical wave of the water. It is a wave of consciousness clearing out the old. And it is time for the reform of economic systems. They too are stuck in many, many ways. We're going to see that wave come over. We're not telling anyone here, anyone listening to this, to have a bit of fear. A bit of fear. Because that wave doesn't have to take you under, doesn't have to wipe you out. You can ride right on top of that wave in the most loving and honoring manner. It doesn't have to cause you any difficulty in your life. Be in the energy of Chambra. Be the smooth stone, the graceful, colorful, musical stone. Gasoline can go sky high. Somehow it just won't seem to affect you. Food prices could go very, very high. And it just doesn't have to affect you. Not personally. You see, it is a time of change here on the earth, and what was seen with the hurricane is not the end. It was only a beginning. Changes can occur in any fashion. Energy is just energy. It will respond to consciousness. If consciousness wants the changes to come in a harsh and difficult way, they come that way. But it doesn't have to affect you. Remember, Chambra. Doesn't have to affect you. Honor what is taking place. Honor it as it makes its way across all of the different systems. Education is another one, oddly enough, that will be affected by the hurricanes. They have to stop and think when rebuilding the schools. What are we rebuilding? They have to stop when they rebuild their places of government. What are we really rebuilding? Is it just a facility to house the people we're supposed to serve the people? Or do we need to rethink our government, our ways? There's more to come. The dark energies are here, and the Metatron energies are here also. How do you choose to have it in your life? The 100-pound rock with hard, jagged edges, or the smooth stone? The beautiful, beautiful stone that can be anything you want. It is up to you. It is up to you, Shambra. You chose to be here at this time, and you knew things were going to change, and they are. Now, what are you going to do? So, let us breathe in for a moment. Breathe in the love and the peace and the joy that can also be with this energy. That can also be with you here now. It doesn't have to be dark and harsh. It doesn't have to hurt. Just because the economy is going through its changes doesn't mean it has to affect you. Can you imagine that? You could have all the wealth of health, of money, of wisdom, even in these difficult and challenging times, and they will continue at least for another 2 years. So the question is to humanity right now, what will you do? Where will you go with this? What else do you need to come upon you to help waken you up, to help bring you together, help you understand that you are God also? How often does the destroyer energy have to come in to help facilitate the changes that you have asked for? Let's talk for a moment now about your guidance, the support that comes in for you, Shambra, individually, personally, and as a Shambra group. We love now working with this, this new birthed energy of Shambra. Before it was, in its gestation period, when it's taken more than 9 months, it's taken some 6 years for the full gestation, but that means it is not just out in the outer realms, in the ethers. You have brought it literally to earth. It is an entity in its own right. Now, what happens to you and your guidance, your support right now in these very, very interesting times of change? The support comes in for you from the Shambra energy. It is also a doorway for other energies to come into your life. Not only the energies of I, Tobias, and the Crimson Council, we are always here with you. But now, with the recent changes and the new Metatronic energy coming into Earth, it also opens other doorways of support. Support from the angelic realms, support from even from Gaia in ways that you haven't been able to experience before. Support from even energies of past lives that have been released, their energies transmuted, and now they too come back into your life. Support means coming in to provide you with energy, not give you with the answers. But provide you with energy, provide you with a momentum to back you up, to encourage you and love you, but also to help you flow and express and create the energies that come into support from the angels, from all the archangels, supports what you are doing. View it as like perhaps a large type of flow, large perhaps spiral that comes back in through a funnel and up into your reality. Yes, up into your reality. It flows from the outer realms, comes through the funnel, up into your reality. And here it is. Here it is. Now, some of you in the past would have said, okay, angels, Tobias, Metatron, what am I supposed to do? But you know better now. We say, instead, we are here. What should we do? What should we do? What are you going to do at this point? We can give you tremendous support, facilitation. We can help you travel multidimensionally. We can help you open up some of those clogs that you might have. But ultimately, you are the one that must do it. That is why you are here. We're the team behind you. The energy of Shambra comes in also into your personal, individual reality. And they are gathered around you, all of these energies, right now. You thought you were alone, perhaps. No. They are gathered around, waiting and saying, what is it that you want to do? How is it that you want to express yourself? And we will support it. Begin, and we will be with you. Start the process. There's a whole new level of support that comes in now. Some of you have definitely felt it in the last month of time. It comes in, but it begs of you, what do you want to do? And if you say, I don't know, now you have a support team that also says, we don't know. They're supporting you. They're supporting you in, I don't know. If you say, I feel, but I'm afraid of making the right choice or the wrong choice. I'm afraid that of all the potentials, I might just happen to pick the wrong one. Please help me to pick. All the support energies will also be afraid to pick the energy, fearing that it might be the wrong one. And now you're all in this beautiful support system. If you say to yourself, I am not worthy. I have not paid my dues. I do not know enough. All of your support will kick in immediately. And all of us will say, we are not worthy. We don't know anything. We don't have enough experience. Perhaps we should live another dozen hard and difficult and suffering lifetimes to be worthy. You see, we're going to support you literally. That is the way spirit works. That is the way we work. We can't do it for you. We can't make your decisions for you. We can support you. The moment Caldra sat down and said, I will open my mouth and let these words fly out, the support came in. If he had said, but I need to go to and read all these books and go to all these schools, he would still be reading books and going to school. And we would be supporting him. He would be channeling that very confused energy. Some of you recently have felt a fullness or a thickness around you. It is us coming in. And I have to say, we will support you in anything, but we are a bit impatient. We want to get on with it because you want to get on with it. Some of you are waiting for a magic moment to get on with it. Something to descend, a burning bush perhaps. Even some of you, I have caught you looking for comets or shooting stars at night. If I see a shooting star, I'll know that I'm on the right path. We have spent countless hours waiting with you to see those shooting stars. A sign from heaven. We are bored, we are amused, but we have to support you. Our energy is here now, as is the energy of Shambra, and we're ready. The engines are revving, and it's time for you to put it in drive. Oh no, you say. Oh, me? Drive? I have no experience at this. Perhaps, Tobias, you would like to take the seat and I'll ride. I will soon enough. I will be back on Earth, and I will be the first to hop in that car. But in the meantime, it is yours. It is time for you to put it in drive. What is it that you want to do? Ah, get out of your head. Go to your heart for a moment. What is it that you want to do? What is it? I've sat with so many of you, and we have talked over and over. We have brought in Katumi, indeed. We have brought in Metatron, and Kuan Yin and Owama and all the others. What is it that you want to do? And why are you holding back? Well, that's a silly reason. No matter what the answer was, that was a silly reason, as Katumi would say. Why are you holding back? Let us hear that again. That is the silliest reason we have ever heard. So it is time to, how to say, to get over it and to get on with it. There are things that you want to do. How do we know? Because you are a creator, and that's what creators do. They create. They do. They are. They be. They don't just contemplate it and then think of all the limitations. That is the uncreator, and we're going to uncreate the uncreator today, if you follow us. Now, you have the engine revving, and it is a high-performance race car, and you are sitting there, and fuel is expensive, you know. And getting more so. And what's going to happen is if you don't put it in drive and follow your heart's desire and your soul's passion. I heard someone say they didn't know what their soul's passion was. Talk to your soul. Your soul will tell you. There is a soul passion. It is different than anything you could have imagined a year or two ago. It is different. It is the fruit of the rose, and it is there now. It is part of your life. And if you can't discover what your fruit of the rose is, work with some other Shambra to help you discover it. But don't let them give you the answer. Just let them be the annoyance so that you can find your answer. It is time, Shambra, to get out there and do it. And we say this not based on our agenda or our desires. I could sit in my cottage until I'm ready to come into that body, smoke a few cigars and drink a few glasses of wine until I come back as a rambunctious teenage boy. But you are saying it is time. You are saying you are ready. You are saying you want to do it now. Now is a great time to do it, to take that step. Is it a book? Perhaps. Is it channeling? Perhaps. Is it a new business? Perhaps. Is it healing? Yes. Is it teaching that things aren't always as they seem, that everything's an illusion? Yes. Is it working as a clerk in a store where you can smile at 100 people a day and literally change their potentials? Absolutely yes. Is it gathering together as Shambra, putting your energies together now and bringing this thing that has still remains in the ether, Shambra University, to earth? Perhaps. Is it the music? When you say you don't know anything about music, guess again. Go back to your stone. It is in there. You created it. What is it that you want to do? It doesn't have to be anyone else's expectation. Only your own. What do you want to do? Not what others would like you to do or what you think others would like you to do. What do you choose to do on earth right now? And let there be no limitations. Call in your support group. Breathe in those energies into your reality. Along with them flow the potential bubbles. Apply your creator energy and watch how things start manifesting. As they do, take ownership for everything that happens. It may not be exactly manifesting how you wanted them to or imagined them to be, because sometimes wants and even imaginations can have their limitations. As you bring these energies of your creatorship into your life, your passion, watch how they unfold. As we've said before, give them their own freedom. Bless them. Allow them to unfold in ways that even you couldn't have imagined. But it is time. Right now. No holding back. What happens if you hold back? In a sense, what happens to any energies that are pent up, any energies that are enslaved, limited, or restricted? Sooner or later, they have to get out. Somehow, they will manage to set themselves free. Perhaps it is through the body, or the mind. Perhaps it will be attracting an external event to you that will get you into the driver's seat and going, moving. Again, no agenda on our part. It is your part we are responding to. You have become impatient with yourself and frustrated with yourself. But then you use the excuse, I'm waiting for the magic moment. Let's make this moment magic right now. Let's make this the parting of the seas, the opening of the skies, the lightning bolt, let's make this the magic, colorful moment. Hold your stone. We say, Tobias, this is silly. There is no stone. I'm going to ask you to go beyond that. Hold the stone. Breathe in your energies. That is what the stone is, your energies. Breathe them in. Give yourself the blessing of making this right now, right here, the magic moment. No more waiting. We're tired of waiting, and so are you. The moment to begin, moving forward, what is it that you choose to do? It can be big and small. It can be anything that you want. Bring it in. Let it happen. Some of you have experienced this. You are in places right now where you couldn't have possibly imagined a few years ago. And you can expand that also. You don't have to stop there. The only thing we're going to ask you, this is something we've talked to you about before. Remember, in your passion, in what you want to do, do it for yourself and only for yourself. Do it as your own self-expression. There's a tendency, and it will backfire you, on the tendency to want to do it to save the world, or at least some of the world. A tendency in your very loving humanitarian nature to say, but I want to go out and help all of those who are sick, who are depressed, who are lame. That will come. But whatever your passion is, do it for you, you see. Stop applying it to everything else. It puts a rather interesting and a very potent energy on things. If you do it to try to save the world, you know what's going to happen? Yes, you'll do it, and the world will try to save you at the same time. Do it for yourself. Your passion for you. I know you're going to feel a bit selfish. Get through it. Move beyond it. Do it for you. Then you will have the tools, you will have the appropriate energy balance to help those who are ready. The point is that new support rolls in. It is waiting to go to work with you, to help you manifest. If you continue to wait, it will have a way of, what do we say, stagnating on you, and you know what happens with stagnating energy. It calls out for release. It calls in other energies that facilitate a change. So, let us clear here for a moment. It is as simple as taking a deep breath, clearing, moving energies through, seeing things for what they really are, not accepting any specific or locked in illusion, but clearing, seeing into the many, many layers of what's going on. And right now, there is a lot going on. It is time for a change all over the world, and the world is crying out for it, calling out for it. It's calling out for it as we approach this time of the quantum leap. It needs to clear itself of old energies and consciousnesses. It needs to clear itself of the physical energies that have been stuck and also of the consciousness energies. There's an old belief system on Earth that is ready to change. And it's partly an overlay that many of you still carry. And that overlay says that for everything that is created, it must also be destroyed. For everything that is built, it must come down. For every good thing that happens, something of the opposite energy comes along. In order to make progress, the creator must come in with the destroyer, the yin and the yang, the balance. But not anymore. Not anymore. That is old dualistic thinking that says creator, destroyer are part of the same. We can move beyond that with Shambhra today, starting with this group. Let us bring in the energy of our second guest, Shiva, the destroyer. The destroyer energy of Shiva has been waiting to come in. What has been very active on Earth in these past few weeks is very ingrained in many of the cultures of this world. It's time that, you know, Shiva doesn't like his, her job anymore. Shiva got tired of being the destroyer a long time ago, wanted out, but it would have upset so many across the world who felt that the creator has to be accompanied by the destroyer. But Shiva finds this wonderful opportunity, this magic moment here with Shambhra today, to go. Now, it's going to piss off a lot of people. It's going to throw their balance off because they have to have that destroyer energy. It has been part of their operating system. But we're going to let Shiva go. Now, we don't have to tell anyone. We'll just let Shiva go today and leave the other energies, the creator energy, to now find itself in a new way where it doesn't need the opposite. It doesn't need the antithesis. Shiva comes in a bit tired, been busy lately, a bit worn out, a bit bewildered of why it took humanity so long to relieve him of the duties and her. It is a unisex energy. It works either way depending on what you are calling. Shiva has always been called on to destroy, to take down structure. And in a sense, that was appropriate. Structure always wants to be restructured, but it doesn't have to be destroyed. Humans took Shiva too literally, turned Shiva into the destroyer, the annihilator of energies. So you found yourself in a rhythm. Humankind found itself in a rhythm of building, destroying. You've seen it in your own lives. One day you have money, and the next day you destroy it. One day you have health, and then you destroy it. One day you have a mate. Oh, that isn't Shiva. That is something else. You go your separate ways. One day you are feeling good and whole and pure into yourself, and then you ask Shiva to come in and destroy what you built up because you felt like you were gods in training, junior gods, that you couldn't allow your creations to go into full reality. So you brought in Shiva, and Shiva destroyed, tore apart, facilitated change indeed, but perhaps it is time to move out of that consciousness of having to destroy, of having to have yin and yang. Now, this will frustrate some of you. You are so used to yang and yang, opposites, two different ways, masculine, feminine, all these opposing forces. You can't even imagine what it is like to not have the opposing force. You're so used to Shiva coming along to destroy what you've built up that you've accepted it. So many of you say, I'll build a company, but I know inside that at some point something will go wrong and it'll come falling down. It's the way life is, isn't it? You say. It's Shiva coming in to destroy what you built up. Junior creators who were afraid to let their creators go into full manifestation. So, let us breathe in this energy of Shiva. She comes in without the sword, without the dark energies. Wasn't at all what she was supposed to be in the first place. Supposed to be the transmuter, Humans took it into the destroyer. Let us breathe in the energies of Shiva, the energies of Shiva within each one of us as well, within our consciousness, within the way we operate and believe. We believe in Shiva. We believe in the destroyer. We believe in the devil and in Lucifer and of the energies that take apart. Let's breathe those in and feel them here for a moment. Let's breathe Shiva in. Honor him for all the work she has done. Let's breathe Shiva in and have compassion of why this belief system was allowed to operate in our lives and in our consciousness. And then let us relieve Shiva of her duties. She wants to go back to her original natural energies. No longer labeled as a destroyer. No longer the one who takes things apart, dismantles. You see, we can restructure energy in a new, non-destructive way now. It can be graceful. It can flow. Let us take that deep breath of Shiva and then release. Release the Shiva, the destroyer, within yourself and within human consciousness. Others will still want to play with Shiva in their lives. But now, by releasing this energy today, by letting Shiva go, no longer a god, worshipped as a god, no longer a god energy, just released of all of his responsibilities, job descriptions, letting that go. Now the potential exists for other humans who are ready to move beyond destructive energy in their life, that they can also let the Shiva out of them. You don't need it anymore in your lives either. You don't need to have energies destroy. Transmute, yes. Change and expand, yes. But it doesn't have to destroy. It doesn't have to wipe out. As part of clarity, part of clearing, we clear the old overlay of destroyer. Creator, the singular creator, the clear creator, evolves, expands, flows, but it doesn't need to destroy. We're going to do one other thing today with our group of Shambhra, something that we did 6 days ago with Shambhra on the lake of Tahoe, something that we want to bring to all of you at this point, something that is interesting, that is happening within the dynamics of Shambhra. You see, you are opening up your full self, and you already know this, in ways that you couldn't have imagined. You are expanding. You are growing. You are getting back in contact with your true voice, your open self. And as you do, as you change the very nature of your identity, there's that human aspect of you. It's a part of you, an aspect of you. The human self, we don't want to call it the ego, although some of you may identify with it, but it is the human story, the little self, that is wondering what the hell is happening. It's wondering what are you doing. It is like, in a sense, the human self, the little self, is like a child that is concerned now. Is wondering what you, the full self, are doing. Will you leave it behind? Will you still take care of it? Will you still love it? Will you still feed it? For it has a body, you know. The full self doesn't have a body. The human self does. It has needs. It has emotions. Sometimes this little human self can be such a brat, as you know. It can seem to work against you. Sometimes it rebels. Sometimes it stomps its foot and says it won't have any more of this fluffy, airy-fairy stuff. Sometimes it cries and cries and cries because it needs attention and it needs love. Sometimes it runs and hides. It makes you feel guilty about what you're doing to it. Other times, it becomes very clever. Very clever indeed. It says, oh, but true full God self, I own you. I made you. I am the human. I have the mind. I have the body. You have nothing. You are a figment of my hallucinations. I own you, and therefore I am. I take ownership of our spiritual journey, because without me, you wouldn't even be having one. So it tries to claim the spirituality. Oh, that is a very interesting situation, a kind of a reversal of energies, where that little human self then starts feeding on your spiritual journey, starts controlling it, starts getting into its story, using it to expand its story. The symptoms are quite simple. It starts puffing itself up, talking about how grand and special of a being it is because it is spiritual. Starts pretending that it can read minds. Starts prophesizing, even though the prophecies never come true. Ah, yes, this is a classic case of little human taking over big spirit. And it happens very often. It is not cause for alarm. It is simply cause for awareness. It happens to everyone to a degree until they feel the energies aren't appropriate. It feels somewhat stuck and definitely sickening. It feels like there's an insatiable appetite to continue feeding on the spiritual puffery, the spiritual I stand on a grander place than you stand. It can't continue to feed that appetite, so it continues to do even more crazy things, even more dramatic things. That is how the energies are very evident. Some of you, we know, have felt this in yourself and moved beyond it. Some of you pretend that you move beyond it. Some of you see it definitely in other people. It is simply a symptom of little self. Little self being afraid. So it tries to take over and control big self. Other times, as we said, little self cries. Little self feels pain. It feels abandoned. So many of you continue to feel abandonment issues. When you say, I must have been abandoned in a past life, guess again, you are being abandoned in this lifetime by you and yourself. So it operates in many different ways, but we're here right now in this magic moment to acknowledge that this is happening. As you expand and soar and go into these new realms, bring new understanding and meaning into your life. Stop for a moment. Little self, human self, may have some needs. Doesn't mean you're going to succumb to all these and go back to being little human story. It simply means you're understanding it's part of you. And you don't want to go on this journey without it. You don't want to abandon it because it's going to come back and find you sooner or later, and then it'll be really pissed, really upset. So let us take this moment, sitting together, right here and right now, to breathe in. You are in the energy of your true self, your expanded self, right now. And then there's that human self, that part that has to trudge off to work every day, part that has to write the bills, feed the body, exercise the body, maneuver through traffic, try to get some sleep. That is the part we're talking about. That is the human self. Can you just love it right now? Can you just embrace the human self? Give it a hug right now. Just like you created the stone. Imagine putting your arms around your human self, holding you, loving you, reassuring the humanness of who you are, that you will take care of its body, that you will stimulate its mind. Even though we go beyond the mind, we don't leave the mind behind. Telling that human self that it is appreciated for mowing the lawn and doing the dishes. Telling the human self it is loved from every waking moment, everything it does. Hugging your human self and assuring it that it will never be left behind, never be forgotten, and never be denied. Hug yourself, tenderly kiss yourself, like you've never done before. There's no need to destroy the human aspect. Humanness is wonderful. There's no need for Shiva to have to come in and destroy human. It is about embracing, loving, and embodying human, even in your expanded state. You don't ever want to leave yourself alone, just as we never leave you alone. And so it is.